I'm Candace Clark, and this is No Empty Chairs, Episode 24, Assist Them Throughout Their Journey.
Did you know that you can have a great relationship with your adult children, even if you have faith differences? My name is Candace Clark. I'm a mom, a professional certified life coach with advanced certification in faith-based coaching, and a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If you're willing to make more room for difference in your family and your church, I can show you how. Let's go.
Welcome back to No Empty Chairs. I am delighted you're here with me today. Lately, I've been talking about a newer resource available on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints website called Helping Others with Questions. It's found on the Topics and Questions page of the church website. There's a section called Seeking Answers to Questions, and then right under that, there's a section called Helping Others with Questions. Today, we've come to the end of this series of 6 episodes on helping others with questions based on the church website. We're taking a look at the section called Assist Them Throughout Their Journey. It's valuable to realize that this is a journey, not a moment in time. I also like to remember that what's helpful is to be with them on their path, rather than trying to make them follow the one I would choose for them. The church website says, some people who struggle with questions about their faith resolve their concerns quickly and move on. For many, the struggle takes time. Your love, encouragement, and willingness to journey together can help them find hope. Continue to live the gospel while you help your friend or loved one on their journey. Your different paths can intertwine and help you stay connected instead of leading you apart. Our life journeys are individual, taught Elder Garrett W. Gong, but we can come again to God, our Father, and His beloved Son through trust in God, each other, and ourselves. End quote. Here are some principles for supporting and encouraging others. And these are still from the church website. Be a safe source for discussion. When a friend or family member brings their questions to you, they probably aren't looking for someone to fix a problem, but rather a loved one who is willing to walk beside them on their journey. Be sympathetic. Let them know you will continue to care about them regardless of their concerns and choices. This paragraph makes me think of my conversation with Jerilee Renshaw, episode 16, Honor Their Journey. If you want to explore more of what it might look like to be a safe source for discussion, go back and listen to episode 16, where Jerilee shares some of her story of holding her children close as they developed differences in their faith. Back to the church website. Help them seek answers. One way to help may be by sharing the principles discussed in the Seeking Answers to Your Questions section of this resource. Help your friend or family member find materials published by the church on common questions and be willing to talk about these resources with them. Encourage them to make faithful perspectives on challenging questions a central part of their study. When prompted by the Spirit, remind them of helpful scriptures and encourage them to continue praying. On this point, I would say to follow your loved one's lead. If they are asking for your help with resources, respond to that. If they are looking for something else from you, be respectful of that boundary too. They may not want to look at the resources that you do, or they may view them differently than you do. Remember that the goal is for you to help them feel God's love. Trying to love them as God loves them is the best way to do that. The next principle is be a Christ-like example. One of the best ways to share the gospel is to show Christ-like love and to live a life of goodness. As you stay faithful and keep your covenants, you demonstrate the joy of living the gospel to those you help. They may choose not to listen to your counsel or testimony, but they will be influenced by your example of sincere love and faithfulness. Build on common ground. You can keep your relationship strong by building on beliefs and interests you have in common. Avoid making their questions the focus of all your interactions. Just because they struggle with some things doesn't mean they have rejected everything. Continue spending time with them, enjoying activities you have shared in the past. In the process, you might discover new things to explore and share together. I'll interject here to suggest that you also consider your shared values. It may be that your beliefs diverge, while many of your values remain the same. And talking about them in those terms can be helpful. For example, you may both value generosity. For one of you, the value of generosity shows up in paying tithing, while for someone else, it means donating their time and means to other worthy charities, or simply helping their neighbors and friends. In that vein, the church website suggests, find ways to do good together. Invite your friend or family member to join you as you act on principles of the gospel that bring you joy. You could ask them to serve others with you, participate in an uplifting activity, or strengthen your community together. You both want to improve the world around you, regardless of their questions of faith. Recognize that this may take time. When someone close to us has concerns or questions about their faith, we might hope that a convincing argument or heartfelt testimony will quickly resolve things. Remember that there's not always a quick solution to spiritual concerns or questions. Be prepared to take a longer journey with them. Give them time and space to grow. Recognize that the way they express their faith may look different to you than it did in the past, and that's okay. I love the idea that the way they express their faith may look different, and that's okay. I'm remembering again my conversation with Geralee, where she talked about letting go of her expectation that her kids were going to come back to church. Dropping that hope allowed her to relax into her relationships. She was no longer waiting for them to come back to church so she could be happy. She decided she could be happy now. All of this is an opportunity for us as parents and members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to grow into being more loving and inclusive of difference. It's as much an opportunity for our own growth as it is for our loved ones who believe differently than we do. Remember, there are no empty chairs. Hey there! If you enjoy this podcast, or even if you just find that it piques your curiosity or makes you think, please follow it and share it with your friends. Your rating and review makes it easier for others to find it. If you're ready to make more room for difference in your relationships with your children, I can help. Click on the link in the show notes to schedule a free conversation with Candace, the coach for moms whose kids don't come to church, or go to my website, CandaceClarkCoaching.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Candace Clark Coaching. Thanks for listening.